Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Solasko. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical applications of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplements. I look at the science behind them and then let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. What's better for your health, being a weekend warrior or working out according to established guidelines? The major component of those guidelines is more than 150 minutes of moderate to intense exercise a week spread out over most days of the week. Turns out they are both effective, but let's take a closer look. This observational study used data collected on close to 90,000 subjects who happened to wear an accelerometer for a week sometime between 2013-2015. They were tracked for at least 6 years. The United Kingdom Biobank data are connected to the medical records of all persons in the United Kingdom. They tracked the diagnosis of over, get this, 678 conditions. Researchers compared those who exceeded the minimum number of 150 minutes of moderate to intense exercise, either over a weekend or stretched over a week, with those who exercised fewer minutes. The weekend warriors had reduced hazard ratios for 264 conditions, and the regular spread out activity had 205 reduced hazard ratios. Does that mean that the weekend warrior approach is better? Not at all. Just means there were more significant hazard ratios. When compared head to head, there were no conditions where the weekend warriors and the regular activity exercisers differed. Most of the benefits were associated with cardiometabolic metrics such as hypertension, resting heart rate, type 2 diabetes. The decrease in risk ranged from 10% to over 50%. So what should you do? Well, I wouldn't change anything you're currently doing as long as you're getting greater than 150 minutes of moderate to intense exercise every week. We don't know the activities involved in either, just that the accelerometer showed that they were moving. They also didn't compare those that are just moderately active or completely sedentary, as those were all lumped together in the less than groups. That might have impacted the outcomes. But still, it's a positive result. What it can mean is that for those of you who are playing basketball or soccer for a couple hours a day on the weekends, you're getting some benefit. It also means if you have a two-hour trail walk that you like to do on the weekends, it can really help you reduce your risk of cardiometabolic diseases. Moving more is the critical thing. There is a recent trend that any type of movement can be beneficial, regardless of the time it takes. While the researchers did not examine the data in relation to age, the mean age of the people in the study was 62 years. So it may be that people that are younger favor more intense exercise, but less of it, while those who are older may favor less intense exercise, but more of it. It seems to make sense, but we don't know that for sure. I would also like to have seen the role diet played in the outcomes. It would be interesting to know if higher intensity exercises get the benefit even if they had a lousy diet. Perhaps that's what another research group will do, as the data are open access. Now, as I was writing this script, another study was just published. The basic idea was the same, comparing short intense exercise bouts with exercise sessions lasting over 30 minutes per session. Now, that would include the high intensity interval training, which is becoming more and more popular. In this study, the researchers were trying to examine the benefits on learning and memory variables. In effect, this was a purely numbers approach to perform a meta-analysis of prior studies. The researchers found a total of 132 studies that fit the qualifications with about 4,400 total subjects. One more thing. They focused on young adults who were between 18 to 45 years of age. My feeling was that they wanted to eliminate any clinical factors that interfere with exercise ability. Not stated, but that's what I think. So what did they find? Acute exercise, such as high-intensity interval training, was found to have a small beneficial effect on cognition, also known as learning. In addition to that, a decrease in reaction time. Now, that's important because it means they were able to respond to stimuli faster. looking at executive functions revealed improvements in working memory and inhibition. And if you don't know what executive functions are, it's things like making possible mentally playing with ideas, taking the time to think before acting, meeting novel unanticipated challenges, resisting temptation, and staying focused. Now, I think that while this was more a study on the use of advanced statistics than anything else, it contributes to the idea that exercise, even in short bursts, provides benefits beyond the muscles and cardiovascular system. It's also good for your brain. What I really think it illustrates is that any movement is good movement. I would like to have seen the different activities involved and any orthopedic injuries associated with the activities, but let's take the win. Just get moving and stay moving during the week or packed into a weekend. Go get them, you warriors. Let's switch gears and turn to the very active. Researchers recruited competitive long-distance runners. 26 subjects, 4 women, 22 men, completed all phases of this study, including all the testing procedures. This study investigated the impact of a high-dose 2-to-1 ratio of maltodextrin fructose gel as a supplement in endurance runners immediately before, during, and after a 9.3-mile run, that's a 15K, and run at 90% of their VO2 max. The researchers chose that level as it reaches just about the lactate threshold that mimics race pace for most endurance runners. The only thing missing would be any last-minute sprint to the finish, but that would have obscured the blood work, so the way the study was conducted was really just about right. Well, what did they find out? Well, they were testing the impact of high intensity on post-exercise inflammatory stress with and without taking that high dose, 40 grams, of a sport gel. This is a commonly available 2-to-1 maltodextrin to fructose ratio. The types of variables they tested were related to post-exercise inflammation and omega-3 as well as omega-6 fatty acid ratios. The thought is that the nutrients may reduce the inflammatory response after exercise, which may improve performance and speed recovery. They tested inflammatory biomarkers and lipidomic profiles before the endurance tests and up to 24 hours after. They focused on the effects of the high-dose maltodextrin fructose gel on these factors: white blood cell count, neutrophil number, interleukin-6, cortisol, and high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, as well as polyunsaturated fatty acids. Now, white blood cell count is obviously tied to inflammation status of the body. Interleukin-6, IL-6 for short, is produced in response to infections and tissue injuries, stimulates acute phase responses, blood production, and immune reactions. The interesting thing is that IL-6 is released in response to exercise. The more intense, the more is released. The net effect with regular exercise training is a faster recovery to homeostasis. That means that hormones like cortisol will decrease faster and bring the immune system back into balance if you train regularly. And finally, high-sensitivity C-reactive protein is a key marker of inflammation in the body. Exercise can help it come down, which will reduce inflammation all over the body. So what did they find? The supplementation with the maltodextrin fructose gel significantly reduced inflammatory markers and metabolic stress. Without going into a lot of the numbers, high sensitivity C-reactive protein, IL-6, and additionally, it may enhance the post-activity increase in blood omega-3 fatty acid levels and reduce the increase in omega-6 levels. The researchers concluded that adequate carbohydrate supplementation may actually diminish inflammation during a one-hour endurance activity of moderate to high intensity. These effects could be beneficial for athletes engaging in frequent high-intensity activities. If you're a weekend warrior or just do high-intensity interval training regularly, you may want to check out products that have a similar blend of maltodextrin and fructose. It may help with your recovery. That's it for now, because I'm all out of time. This is Dr. Chet Solasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.